Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. The great Buddha once said, "If we could see the miracle of a single flower clearly, our whole life would change." Many of us find this a challenge because we're so used to looking for those cracks in the wall and fixing it. Our education system primes us for becoming critical observers and rational thinkers who can identify problems and find solutions. However, beauty isn't a construct of the mind, but of the heart. It's an ethereal quality which can only be recognized by the deeper realms of our consciousness. It requires us to surrender to the present moment, let go of control, and to go with the flow. This week, I speak about the common challenges that we face when it comes to finding beauty in the world, and some tips on how you can become more perceptible to the beauty in your world. How to find and appreciate beauty in the world. Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. Confucius. Close your eyes for a moment and see what comes to mind when you think of the word beautiful. When I did this exercise, I thought of scenic nature spots, beauty pageants, and heard songs that have the word beautiful in the lyrics. You may have pictured something similar or different from what I saw. The traditional definition of beauty is a combination of qualities such as shape, color, or form that pleases the aesthetic senses, especially the sight. Yet our specific preferences for beauty will differ based on our past experiences, personal proclivities, and our sense of aesthetics. The beauty we're familiar with is subjective and personal. But the truth is, you can find beauty in almost anything. People, nature, food, books, and even the most unusual things. For example, an undertaker manages to find and uncover the beauty he sees in a corpse while grooming it for a funeral. However, over the years, our propensity to recognize beauty has steadily diminished because of the influence of the media and society, which propagates distorted concepts of beauty. Beauty is now being positioned as a scarce resource that we should all be striving for. Advertisers and the mainstream media makes beauty seem like a commodity that you need to earn, buy, or acquire. This has created a social ecosystem where everyone's on an eternal quest for attaining beauty, oblivious to the fact that it's readily available to us in abundance everywhere we look. As kids, we knew that beauty is like a shy flower that would bloom only when we nourish it with our love and attention. The beauty I'm referring to has nothing to do with outward appearances or physical characteristics. It's omnipresent, transcendent, and limitless. It's the essence of our soul that exists within everything and everyone. It's a subtle energy that can't be seen or touched, but can be felt and sensed. Beauty isn't a construct of the mind, but of the heart. It's an ethereal quality which can only be recognized by the deeper realms of our consciousness. It requires us to surrender to the present moment, let go of control, and to go with the flow. Even though there's chaos and unpredictability out there, you have to believe that there is beauty and goodness at the heart of everything. For example, when you look at a flower or a picturesque lake, avoid judging and labeling and learn to simply accept and appreciate it for what it is. As the great Buddha once said, if we could see the miracle of a single flower clearly, our whole life would change. Many of us find this a challenge because we're accustomed to looking for those cracks in the wall and fixing it. Our education system primes us to become skeptical observers and rational thinkers who are constantly trying to identify problems and find solutions. While problem-solving skills are essential, we have to be careful of not overusing them as it can blind us from picking up on the subtler energies. According to Alexandra Horowitz, who wrote On Looking 11 Walks with Expert Eyes, part of what restricts us from seeing things is that we have an expectation about what we will see, and we're actually perceptually restricted by that expectation. In a sense, expectation is the lost cousin of attention. Both serve to reduce what we need to process the world out there. The beauty that we see around us is also a reflection of the beauty we see within ourselves. When we're not at peace with who we are and unhappy with the way our life is going, we won't have the emotional bandwidth to appreciate the beauty around us. Just observe anyone who's in a bad mood or has low self-esteem, and you'll notice that most of them have a cynical and bitter approach towards living. As you can tell, beauty is best appreciated when we take an inside-out approach. Here are some tips on how you can become more perceptible to the beauty in our world. Number one, define what beauty means to you. Everyone has their own idea of what makes something beautiful or someone beautiful. As the saying goes, beauty lies in the eye of the beholder. But if you want to widen your horizons, you need to challenge yourself to look beyond what you normally consider beautiful. Get out of your beauty comfort zone and search for what lies below the surface of people and things using the techniques I've described in the next couple of points. It's also helpful to know your emotional reaction to beauty. For some people, it elicits a feeling of calm, peace, and serenity. Some feel a sense of aliveness, excitement, and joy, while others experience amazement, wonder, and awe. Number two, slow down and let go of judgments. You can't notice beauty if you're always in a rush. It's only when you slow down, catch your breath, and take the time to pick out the details in your surroundings will you be able to awaken the sheer wonder around you. Open all your senses and focus your full attention on a person, landscape, structure, or object, and you'll see that what seems mundane or even uninteresting might actually resonate with your consciousness at some level. Number three. Acknowledge when you see something beautiful. Remember that finding beauty is a deliberate act that we need to engage in on a regular basis. Your ability to experience beauty largely depends on the level of intimacy that you have with life. If you're entrenched in the material world and you're disconnected from your inner self, you'll overlook all the inspiration that's around you. Adopt the sensibility of an artist who can intuitively pick up on beauty with their astute sensitivity and channel that into their creative work. You can find beauty in the little things and during the most ordinary moments, such as when you're having a cup of tea or coffee. Use the opportunity to smell and appreciate the flavor of the beverage. If you are by yourself, indulge in some people watching and observe the scenery. If you're with friends, focus on their beauty and your conversation. I also recommend noting down your beauty findings in a gratitude journal on a regular basis. Number four, appreciate the beauty within you and let it emanate. It's almost impossible to acknowledge the beauty in others and in our surroundings if we don't feel beautiful within. Because all of us tend to project our self-image onto the external world. So make it a point to acknowledge and appreciate your own beauty, which includes your traits, physical appearance, and your heart. If you're fixated only on what you see in the mirror, remind yourself that You are a truly beautiful person who is kind, considerate, and empathetic. You're a true beauty not because you're well-groomed and pretty, but because you're a good person who treats others with kindness and respect. A genuinely beautiful person who emanates this form of inner beauty comes across as being sincere, confident, and compassionate to others. The meaning of beauty cannot be captured by media, cultures, or corporations. It is defined by the freedom of your spirit and the depth of your heart. It's felt during those precious moments that consume you, like the intoxicating scent of a rose that transports you into a state of love, bliss, and ecstasy. All my best on your journey, Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.